It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What is going on, folks? Thanks for checking us out. It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. I am your host, Dan Bach. Good to be here with you. I go by DB730 in the world of Daily Fantasy, so be on the lookout for me out there in the chat boxes and so forth on the various Daily Fantasy sites. Obviously, this podcast devoted strictly to Daily Fantasy sports, and that means we're going over tonight's matchups. We got 13 of them in the NBA, so we will break them down one by one. Also, college basketball, give you some tips there. You got that on, obviously, FanDuel, Draft Street, and Daily Joust. I'm going to skip on the PGA Tour this week. Of course, they do have an event. Actually, they've got two events, and a lot of good players are playing in the match play event, which is not have any Daily Fantasy ramifications to it because simply it doesn't really fit the format. But the PGA Tour itself has another event going on, and we're just going to skip it. You know, if all the good players are in the other one, you know, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about today on the podcast, so we will do that instead. But let's get rolling about last night real quick. And usually I save this towards the end of the show, but let's just get into it right now.
Across the pond, they call it whinging. To us, it's just good old-fashioned griping, moaning, complaining, and bitching. Here's Box Beef.
Yeah, most of the time, Box Beef is usually talking about something totally unrelated to Daily Fantasy, but today my beef is clearly with Greg Popovich, and I'm sure most of you probably have the same beef as Pop decides to sit at the last second. You know, no knowledge of this until tip-off, basically, that Tim Duncan and Tony Parker are going to sit out their game last night against the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, how much money did this cost you? Because it cost me a good chunk of money. And it's not just because I might have had Tony Parker in some games. But what happened is they put such a crappy team out on the floor. They had guys like Danny Green, DeJuan Blair, Gary Neal, Matt Bonner. I mean, they had a joke of a lineup out there on the court. And they get blown out. So not only do you not get Tony Parker or not get Tim Duncan, then you don't get Jamal Crawford in the fourth quarter or Nick Batum in the fourth quarter. And even the plays that you might have had, the quality plays there with Portland, didn't even get their full allotted minutes because they put such a crummy product out on the court. And, you know, this is Popovich for you. He does this crap all the time. And you know what? I can understand it from Tim Duncan's perspective. The dude is old. He needs nights off on occasion. But Tony Parker? I mean, the guy's an MVP candidate. He is playing absolutely lights out. And, you know, your team is hot. You've got momentum. I think they've won, what, 8-9 games in a row? And you just kill it because you know when you sit those two guys out, you're going to lose. Now, if he was smart, what he should have done is said, okay, Tim, you're sitting out. Tony, we're going to put you in. If the game looks like it's going to get out of hand, then we're going to sit you. But we'll at least try and make an effort to win. They didn't even make any effort. They basically just quit because you're not going to win without those guys on there. And it's basically tanking. That's exactly what happened last night. And maybe it's tanking to save yourself for later in the season, which I guess is ideally what they should be doing if they want to win a title. But that screws the fantasy players over like myself. And I'm not saying he should think of us when he puts his lineups together, but it would be nice if he, you know, at least gave us notice. He could have come out in the morning and said, you know what, guys, just want to let everybody know, Tim and Tony, they got the night off. That would have, you know, I could have lived with that. I could have understood, okay, fine, he's doing that. But to actually spring it on us, like, right before tip-off, I mean, that's rude, and us daily fantasy players don't like rude. So Greg Popovich, he's just like Mike Shanahan. You know, you never know what they're going to do. They're kind of in their own world. You know, Shanahan, it's like a flavor of the month with him, with which running back he likes. You know, leading up to it, you know, a guy won't practice all week long. And then the next thing you know, you've got Evan Royster starting at running back. Like, where the hell did this come from? So same thing with Popovich. So that's my box beef for today. But let's stop talking about the past. Move on to the future. We've got 13 games in the NBA tonight. Let's hit it. First game we're going over tonight is the Cavaliers. They play host to the Hornets, and the Hornets are playing their third game in three nights. And the one trend we've certainly seen this season in daily fantasy basketball is in the situation that team usually does not play particularly well. So I would probably avoid most of the Hornets in this matchup. The point guards, though, have killed Cleveland in the past two games. Isaiah Thomas and Brandon Knight both had really good fantasy days. So if you want to risk somebody, maybe a Jared Jack or a Grievous Vasquez, but I'll probably ignore those guys tonight. Antoine Jameson, 46-point performance last night, 21 points, 9 boards versus the Hornets on average for his career. He's a very consistent performer. So obviously somebody who can put some good numbers up for you. Kyrie Irving, nice game last night for him against Detroit. He continues to get it done. This guy's no question was he worth that first overall pick in the draft. He is just an amazing player, especially for his age. Normally, even young point guards like that, I mean, I've been much more impressed with him than I was with John Wall a year ago. And especially when you consider he really didn't play all that much at Duke because he was injured quite a bit that first year. So Kyrie Irving, very impressive his first season. The Thunder, they play host to the Celtics tonight, and we've got lots of injuries to deal with here. Kevin Garnett, word is he is going to play. Not definite, but that's going to help them a little bit. But Rajon Rondo's gone. Chris Wilcox and Jermaine O'Neal went out with injuries as well. That means we could see like Jawan Johnson or Greg Stitsma or Michael Petras played 34 minutes last game. So obviously the Celtics are banged up, so you have to think that we could see a blowout in this one. I think Oklahoma City playing at home could win this one big. But with that said, with all those guys out, especially with Rondo out, in the past, Paul Pierce has stepped up his game, so maybe this is a situation where he does so. But the bottom line is he hasn't hit 30 fantasy points in 6 straight games, so that does worry me a little bit. As for the Thunder, you can't go wrong with Kevin Durant or Westbrook. They're expensive, but they usually pay themselves off. They had 28 and 26 in the win earlier this season. And also look for James Harden to probably be out. He missed last game, and with the All-Star break coming up, I imagine they probably will not force him into action tonight. So I'm guessing no James Harden this evening. Wizards and the Kings, Sacramento, playing their 6th straight road game, 3rd in 4 nights. Seems like they've been in the road the entire month of February. But obviously the name that's really gotten people's attention is Isaiah Thomas. He has been absolutely money at point guard for the Kings. Definitely a play everywhere, except maybe on Daily Joust. They, of course, have a lot more. Their formula deals a lot more with recent performance, so he's all the way up to 133K on that site. Not saying he isn't really worth it, but do you go with Isaiah Thomas when you can get John Wall or Steph Curry or somebody of that magnitude? Probably not, but he's a great bargain pretty much everywhere else in daily fantasy. He's gone for 47 points, 16 assists in the last two games. I'm doubting he's going to keep that pace up, but he's still a solid value for those minutes. The Kings scored 124 points per game last year versus the Wizards, and I think DeMarcus Cousins will bounce back big. He did not play particularly well against Miami. Wizards, though, on the other hand, they do not guard the big man all that well. Nick Young, though, he put up 43 points earlier this year against Sacramento. So, again, I expect lots of points in this game between these two teams that aren't very good and don't play much defense. Pistons head to Toronto to take on the Raptors. Detroit playing better, but 3-13 on the road. And they're only scoring 85 points per game in those road games. So, obviously, they are not putting many points up on the board. Brandon Knight played well again last night. He's really usually very good or very bad. There's not a whole lot of in between with him. So he's a little bit risky, but definitely has some upside for, you know, the type of salary that he's out, that he's at. DeMar DeRozan scored 29 and 24 points in the last two games. But the bottom line with him is he just doesn't do anything else. I mean, last game he didn't have a single rebound or assist, and normally he might get like 2 or 3 of each tops. Like, I don't think this guy has a double-double on the year. So DeMar DeRozan, I really like his game, but from a fantasy perspective, I just can't buy in. Toronto, they haven't played in 5 days, so they're going to be well rested for sure. And no Linus Kleiza tonight. Who knows? I mean, it's kind of up in the air right now. Amir Johnson had a nice 16 rebound game in his absence the last time out, so he could be a cheaper big man option for you. The Pacers and the Bobcats, Roy Hibbert looked good for 30 points and 13 rebounds last night. And he's got a nice career average of 17 and 11 against Charlotte. But this is the third game in 4 days for Indiana. But it's an opponent that might be the worst team I've ever seen in the Charlotte Bobcats. I'm not a big fan of Danny Granger. He seems to kill me nightly. I think I'll probably go Paul George is the one guy in this team I'm a bit more comfortable taking. Charlotte, they just suck. They lost by almost 40 points to Indiana the last time they played. Now I think we're going to see a better effort tonight. Kemba Walker put up some solid numbers, even coming off the bench, he's done okay. Bismack Biyombo, you know, he's a cheap option who can grab you some rebounds. But all in all, Charlotte sucks. There's so many better options to play with tonight, so I wouldn't worry thinking of taking too many Bobcats this evening. Magic, they head to New Jersey to take on the Nets. Darren Williams has gone over 40 points in 3 straight games. No reason really to think that he won't do it again. And, of course, Brook Lopez sat out the last game for the Nets. He's going to be back tonight. He's a bargain over there on Daily Joust, and I think Profanity as well. Tough matchup versus Dwight Howard, though, tonight. Over his career, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds in the 7 meetings. And the thing about that is those are with a full load of minutes. I'm still not convinced he's going to play 30 minutes tonight. So even though he's cheap, I'm not sure I'd go the Brook Lopez option at center this evening. Dwight Howard, on the other hand, there's a guy who likes playing New Jersey. Had 16 points, 26 rebounds earlier this year against New Jersey, and averaging 20 and 15 in his last 7 games against the Nets. So pretty sure thing for is Dwight Howard tonight. Next game to talk about is the Atlanta Hawks against the New York Knicks. This one should be an entertaining game because some good opportunity here to get some value plays with Atlanta. And I say that because it looks like Joe Johnson may be out for tonight. He left with an injury last game. And if that's the case, Willie Green could be a nice, good, cheap play. He's been starting, and I think he's just going to get more minutes and more opportunities to score with Joe Johnson out. And let's face it, the Knicks, they've been playing better defense as of late, but they're still not a great defensive team. So I like Willie Green as a nice value play. Jeremy Lin got torched by Darren Williams last game. Now, I am a fan of taking the opposing team's point guard here against the Knicks, and that looks like it would be Jeff Teague, which I don't really like taking Jeff Teague. Nothing really exciting about it. I don't think has a very high ceiling, so I probably would avoid him tonight. But clearly, definitely in the future, keep your eye on who the Knicks play, because I really think different players, especially opposing point guards, kind of are trying to make a point when they go against Jeremy Lin, trying to make a statement against him because they're probably a little bit jealous. I mean, this guy was on the cover of Sports Illustrated back-to-back weeks. That doesn't happen very often, ever. I mean, what I hear today that Steve Nash has been on the cover twice in his entire career, and Jeremy Lin made it back-to-back weeks. So clearly the hype is enormous with this kid. As for the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony did nothing last game. Their rotation is an absolute mess right now. I have no idea why they picked up J.R. Smith, who is just an absolute chucker in my mind. Does not really fit the vibe of this team whatsoever. And in the absence of Joe Johnson, look for Josh Smith to maybe put up a good game for the Hawks. 17 and 12 average at Madison Square Garden, and probably has to have a pretty big game for the Hawks if they want to beat New York on the road. Moving on, the Bulls and the Bucks. Derrick Rose seems like a very smart play tonight. Most nights he is, but particularly against the Bucks. 30 points, 11 assists in his last 3 games against Milwaukee, and I think the injury is a little bit behind him here, so I think Derrick Rose is not a bad play at all. So is Joakim Noah. Now, I know you might be a little bit leery. He had a really bad game against Atlanta the other day. But 12 points, 13 rebound average in the last 4 games against the Bucks, and I love this stat. The Bucks have been giving up the third most offensive rebounds since Andrew Bogut went down. So therefore, the big man, the opposing team's big man, has been hitting the glass hard, getting some easy putbacks. So I think Noah, maybe Boozer as well, could be good in that area. Ersan Ilyasova, been very impressive lately. I know as soon as I talk about him and I take him on one of my teams, he's going to suck because I've kind of avoided him. I've been waiting for Ersan Ilyasova to play like Ersan Ilyasova. But 19-16 since Bogut went out. I guess somebody has to rebound the basketball, and he's been the one to do it. Stay away from Brandon Jennings, though, tonight, guys. Only averaging about 10 points a game in the last six games against the Bulls, shooting about like 30%. So Brandon Jennings, not a smart play tonight. Philadelphia and the Rockets. The Philadelphia 76ers are in a funk. Or are they maybe just coming back to earth? Maybe they weren't nearly as good as they were playing early in the season. The bottom line is that scoring is a giant issue for them. 82 points per game during their skid, and they were scoring about 96 points before that. And yeah, I was screwed by that Vujicic guy for them yesterday, who you're thinking, oh, somebody's going to step up. You think Elton Brand goes out. Vujicic has been playing well with Elton Brand in the lineup. Let's go him. And he just sucks. It was Lavoy Allen last night who had an adequate game for the 76ers. Really, the only guy, though, I think you can consider is Drew Holiday. 30 fantasy points in each of the last two games, so he's been more aggressive offensively. As for the Rockets, I think Kyle Lowry is a decent play. He had 36 versus Philly last year, and he's gone for 24 and 32 points in the last two games. And when you add in his assists, rebounds, and everything else, 44 and 43 fantasy points in those matchups. So I like Kyle Lowry tonight. Luis Scola and Samuel D'Alembert, just too inconsistent. I mean, from night to night, you don't know what you're going to get from these guys. I think Scola has a little bit higher end than D'Alembert does, but even he has, I think, been a lot worse this year than he was a year ago. Jazz and Timberwolves, Al Jefferson, 5 double-doubles in the last six games. Pretty sure thing there for the Jazz. We'll see what happens today with their kind of shooting guard, small forward position. Josh Howard got the start for Rajah Bell the other day, scored 12 points with 7 rebounds in 29 minutes of action, so he's very cheap out there and came through pretty well the other day. Kevin Love, only shooting 31% from the field in the last two games. Utah held him to 15 points and 8 rebounds the last time they met, and that's really a bad game for Kevin Love, so maybe you'd avoid paying for him tonight because the track record there. Nikola Pekovic looks like he will probably be out for the Timberwolves tonight. Darko Euro is still out, so that means maybe Derek Williams could be a nice sleeper. He's a guy who's put up some decent stats when he's gotten the minutes, so keep an eye out on the lineup situation there. See who gets the start if Nikola Pekovic is out. Also, Michael Beasley could be getting some more minutes too. He played about 30 to 32 minutes the last game, so he's a guy who, again, from night to night, kind of inconsistent, but likely to get more time on the floor. Phoenix and Golden State used to be a game where you'd see like 250 points, but not so sure we're going to see that anymore. Over-under in this game is only 203. Monte Ellis, here's a tough situation. The track record says stay away. His lowest average against any team in the league, Phoenix, only 14 points per game. But he's coming off 33 and 32 points in back-to-back games. So recent history says yes. The long-time history says stay away. I'm actually leaning more with the recent history. I don't think Monte is a bad play tonight. David Lee, 28 and 12 in the last game against the Suns. Seems a little bit better, though, at home than on the road. If you look at that, I think his last three games at home in the 40s, last three games on the road in the 20s. So might keep away from David Lee tonight. Marcin Gortat, very hot lately, 20 and 12 in his last three games. And Steve Nash, double-figure assists in five straight, and it probably should be six because there was one game in there where he only played 7 minutes. I think he might have gotten hurt. So let's just call it six straight games with double-figure assists. Nash is getting it done for Phoenix. Lakers and Mavericks. Andrew Bynum, 17 and 16 in the last game against Dallas. But you know what? He's going to probably get booed pretty bad because you can remember, I think this is his first time appearing in Dallas since he decided to clothesline J.J. Barea and then suddenly rip off his shirt for some reason. I think it cost him, what, five games this season and suspension to start the year. But Bynum's been pretty solid this year, so don't be afraid to use him. Kobe hasn't been great in Dallas over the years, but been scoring big lately, so don't hesitate to take Kobe Bryant. Speaking of scoring, Dirk Nowitzki been over 20 points in 8 of the last 9 games, 42, 42, 48 fantasy points in his last 3 games. So Dirk, is definitely heating up. Jason Terry, 24 points per game on average in the 14 home games against the Lakers. Also 27 and 28 fantasy points in the last two games overall. So he is back from injury and getting it done. Last game to talk about is the Clippers and the Nuggets. Ty Lawson left the game with an injury, so if he is out, Andre Miller will likely get the start at point guard, and he gets a good bump because he's pretty solid off the bench, and I think he'll just continue to put up nice numbers in the starting role. Aaron Aflalo, talk about him quite a bit, 24 fantasy point average in the last seven games. Al Harrington coming off a 42 fantasy point performance last game, but I'm not a fan of his, does not usually play well against the Clippers, and I think that was kind of a fluky performance. If you're looking for another maybe sleeper on Denver, Corey Brewer been getting lots of run with Rudy Fernandez out and not doing a ton with the minutes, but at least he's getting them. So in what could be a higher scoring game, look to Corey Brewer to improve a little bit. The only guys with the Clippers I'm looking at, Chris Paul and obviously Blake Griffin. Paul 22 and 10 in his last 13 games on average against the Denver Nuggets. He and, you know, Blake Griffin, he just hits the glass and plays hard every night. Even the other guys, DeAndre Jordan's been inconsistent, Caron Butler, Randy Foy. There's some high-end to a guy like Foy, for example, because his price is lower, but for the most part, it's still a pretty big risk to go that route. So that's the rundown of the 13 games tonight in the NBA. Best of luck in your matchups. Time for me to take a quick moment and say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. They are the fine sponsor of the podcast. Check their NBA action out tonight. They've increased the stakes again. We love it. They've got a $1,000 guaranteed tournament, 110 entries they needed to fill that sucker. And you know what? It's going to fill. Guaranteed. I've had some success with this one in the past, and I will be definitely putting a handful of teams in there. $400 going to the winner. Also, with the NBA slowing down in this upcoming weekend, you can turn your attention to college basketball. Of course, only points scored. So if you're only a casual fan, it's very easy to jump right in and play their daily fantasy college hoops simply because it's one category and you can see the game logs when you're putting your teams together of all the players. So therefore, very easy to kind of see what's going on in the past performances. So just another reason to give them a try. Super Joust 2 coming up in the middle of April, so still time for you to grab your entries into that, and including the tournament that I just mentioned, that NBA tournament. Not only do you win $400, you get the entry into the Super Joust, which doesn't suck. So check them out, dailyjoust.com. Fine sponsor here, the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Just going to spend a couple of minutes talking some college basketball tonight. Again, action all over the place. Got it on FanDuel, got it on Draft Street, got it on Daily Joust. Here is quickly the thing I want to run down. Indiana. Talk about a random scheduling quirk. You know, we're in the middle of the, actually towards the tail end of the season, and normally everybody just plays their conference opponents, but they have North Carolina Central tonight. That's right, I had to blink. When I first saw that, when I was going through the salaries today on Draft Street, I saw North Carolina Central? Are you serious? Well, a lot of people will think, you know, because obviously in different sports, when you play a worse team, you're going to have better statistics. You know, hockey, NFL, baseball. But the same doesn't really apply to basketball, because what happens is you have a blowout, and then a lot of times guys sit and don't play the minutes and don't put up their regular statistics, and the wealth gets spread around to everybody. So here's a situation where I don't know if I'd go with many Indiana players. Obviously, Cody Zeller is a smart guy. He's going to dominate this game. There's no question about it. The question is, how much does he play? I'd probably still go ahead and use him tonight because he's should have such a big size advantage and skill advantage down low in the post. Purdue, they take on Nebraska tonight, and obviously DJ Bird out, and Kelsey Barlow, I think he got kicked off the team for some altercation the other night. So who's going to step up? Well, last game, Lewis Jackson did a nice job with his offensive ability. I think he had 15 points in that game. Nebraska doesn't play very good, so look for him to continue. Obviously, a guy like Robbie Hummel has been incredible the last 2 weeks, but the problem is his price is creeping way too high for my liking, so can't really approve Robbie Hummel from a value standpoint. Jack Cooley of Notre Dame, he's been a monster lately. Four straight double-doubles, three with 20 points or more. Tough matchup, though, against West Virginia because Kevin Jones is as good of a big man as you're going to find. But Notre Dame has been hot. They're going to keep riding Jack Cooley, and I don't think it's really too risky of a play to go that route. The foul trouble could get me a little bit nervous, though, if he has to guard Kevin Jones down low. One guy who's more of a sleeper play, I like Cameron Clark there at Oklahoma. Pretty cheap on Draft Street. Scored 21 fantasy points in each of the last two games. And bottom line is Oklahoma State does not play much defense at all. So looking at a couple of different players out there on Oklahoma might not be a bad option for you. And the last guy I like is Jeffrey Taylor over there at Vanderbilt, coming off a pretty poor game by his standards. But he is a stud. He's going to rebound tonight. South Carolina is not that impressive of a team with him coming back home to Nashville. I think Jeffrey Taylor puts up a monster game there for Vandy. So that's the quick rundown of games going on tonight in college basketball. Best of luck in those. And that's going to wrap up the podcast for us today, as we've got a couple days left to go. Remember, Friday's podcast, Mr. JMB. I just say that because I don't even know what the last six letters of his name is. But anyway, he's a big hockey guy here in Daily Fantasy, and he's going to join us on Friday's podcast. We'll talk some hockey, but he also knows some other sports as well. Big qualifier last year for the FanDuel Baseball Championship. So looking forward to that conversation coming up tomorrow, and lots of big announcements coming up next week on the podcast in terms of some promotions going on in the industry. So we'll save that for you coming up next week. So as always, we appreciate you checking us out. It's been the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. Please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders. All your up-to-the-minute injury and value plays and information for you regarding Daily Fantasy. And follow us or go to our Facebook page or simply go and subscribe to this podcast right there on iTunes for you each and every day. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great and winning night, and we will talk to you then. See you, folks. My name.